We're checking in with our contributor, David Leet, the creator of leetsculinaria.com. David, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, by the way, I hear that you have met up with one of my favorite all-time food writers, Dory Greenspan.
Yes, she is actually my culinary crush and has been for years. And we are talking about her new book, Dory's Cookies. And it's a single subject book, and it's stunning. It's got every cookie imaginable, and she's just a baking evangelist. She's a self-described baking evangelist, and you can see that.
Very canny timing, David. 'Tis the season.
Right.
So we're going to join the two of you after you've just asked Dory what the home baker needs to pay attention to when making cookies.
You know, cookies are like everything else that we bake. Mm-hmm. So we want to be really careful about how we measure ingredients and how we mix them. Cookies are really special. You know, when you're baking a cake, you beat the butter and the sugar together and you add the eggs and you beat. You want things to be really fluffy. That's exactly what you don't want with cookies. And I've seen a lot of people make that mistake and overbeat their cookie dough so that the cookie puffs up and looks so great in the oven and then it collapses afterwards. Much air. So you want to beat gently. And you want to try and have all your cookies be the same size. I'm a big fan of cookie scoops. Love cookie scoops. You do want to make sure your oven is preheated. It was the oven repair guy who said to me, preheat it and then wait 10 or 15 minutes to make sure it's really hot.
Right.
You want to use a good baking sheet, a straight one. You want to line the sheet. Things bake more evenly when they're lined. Mm-hmm. Also, who wants to clean up a cookie sheet?
I know exactly.
Right? Takes the fun out of baking cookies.
So, walking into this project, did you have a favorite cookie recipe?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask a question I couldn't answer, and it's early on. I had recipes that I knew I couldn't do a cookie book without.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I couldn't do a cookie book without the World Peace cookie.
My favorite.
Thank you. I mean, I love that cookie. And that's the cookie that's on the cover of Dory's Cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I needed a chocolate chip.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite chocolate chip. But then it turns out I created more chocolate chip cookies and they became favorites. I knew I needed a macaron.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael wouldn't let me, my husband, wouldn't let me do a book without Rugola.
Okay.
So there were maybe 5 or 6 cookies that I knew had to be there.
Right.
Oh, there was one other thing I had to include.
Yeah.
I promised I would include every time. So Joshua, our son, and I had a cookie boutique called Burnzell.
Yeah.
And it closed and people kept saying, oh, but won't you go back in business? And I always said, no, I'm not going back in business, but I'll write the recipes so that you can bake them. And so there is a section with those recipes.
So throughout all of your baking career, and especially with cookies, I am sure that you have an avalanche of stories from readers and fans that have come through cookies. Do you have any you want to share with us?
Oh, okay. I'll tell you a very sweet story. When the World Peace cookie was first published, so it was the cookie has a wonderful story. I got it, the recipe from Pierre Hermé, the Parisian pastry chef, and he called it Korova cookies. And then a neighbor of mine said, oh, we love your chocolate cookies. We bake them all the time, but we call them World Peace cookies because wouldn't the world be a better place if we all had these cookies? And I agreed. And once the name was changed, the cookie just became crazy popular in a way that, that it hadn't with its original name. And I got a letter, a real like snail mail letter, from a woman in San Diego who was part of a group called Grandmothers for Peace.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been, ever since the Vietnam War, they had been standing on a street corner every Saturday morning.
Wow.
Giving out cookies. And they would say, I'll give you this cookie if you'll go home and, you know, do something nice or bake a cookie and give it to somebody else. And she wrote and said, we would like to make World Peace cookies our cookie. Are you okay with that? And I don't know if they're still doing it, but for Saturdays after Saturday after Saturday, they stood on the corner with World Peace cookies that they had baked.
How
and they gave
wonderful.
Out cookies and the recipe.
Oh,
isn't that great?
That's amazing.
Isn't
congratulations.
That great? Well,
you've added to world peace to some degree.
I think this cookie has really made a difference in people's lives. I hear from people all the time how much they love it.
And so the last thing I want to ask you is about the popularity of cookies. Macarons and cannelés and cupcakes have all had their days, all had their 15 minutes of fame. But cookies have been around for centuries.
Yeah.
What is the attraction to cookies?
You know, our son Joshua says cookies are memories.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, we start eating cookies when we're very young, and we attach, I don't know anybody who doesn't attach a sweet memory to a cookie. So I do think Joshua's right. The cookies are memories and they're sweet memories. But cookies are also something we share.
Mm-hmm.
You never make one cookie. You make a batch of cookies.
Very true.
I think the cookies are among the most generous of sweets. And I love them. I love them for a million reasons, but I love them as a bake and share.
That's wonderful. Well, Dori, our baking evangelist, it has been a pleasure.
I do want the world to bake. Get out there and bake.
It has been great having you on the show. Thanks.
Always. Thanks so much, David.
Dori Greenspan is author of Dori's Cookies. David Leet's forthcoming book is Notes on a Banana, a memoir of food, love, and manic depression. Now, you can find the recipe for Dori's classic world peace cookies, as well as the recipes for coconut lime sables and a savory rosemary parm cookie. All of them, by the way, can be stored in the freezer, in logs, and cut and baked when you need them. A dinner party savior if there ever was one. So you can find them, well, you know where, splendidtable.org.